The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
From Studio 7, I am your host, Alex Parnute. Regardless of how you're listening, we're glad to have you join us. When you have a few minutes, take time to browse around our media website. We have a nationwide network of show hosts, and we podcast a wide variety of programs daily to thousands of small communities across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. When it comes to media, we are what's next. This America Speaks Out segment, entitled The Trump Effect, relates to the presidential elections of 2016 and the wild and wacky events that occurred and which led to the final results in November. But today's show focuses narrowly on the relationship between candidate, media, and the voter. Now, if you're a child of the 60s, having gone to college or university, you knew how to play pinochle. Or if you just enjoy playing cards using the stratagem called trump cards in such games as whist and euchre, you also know what happens when you trump someone. You gain the upper hand. Donald Trump's effect on the election process will, in the future, fill up shelves with books on what happened during this 2016 presidential election and the effect that it had on politics as we knew them then and now know them today. Now, granted, with the advent of computerization and the internet all interwoven into the body politic this election year, the 2016 election cycle came to a peak with the strategy known as the Trump effect. By this I mean the manner in which events played out and how the media and the political world were manipulated, or as I call it, trumped, during the 2016 election cycle. No one, not candidates of either party or the media, ever thought that Trump would be the flag bearer of the Republican Party. Listeners, the phenomenon of the Trump process and this method of winning political elections highlighted specifically in the election with regard to the Republican candidates and media process in obtaining as much media time as humanly possible without the normal expenditure of funds, especially in the pre-party political convention period. In the period to the conventions, the Clinton campaign raised $264.4 million and spent $220 of it, while the Trump campaign only raised $89 million and only spent $68 million, almost a 3-to-1 ratio. Now, the top two Republican candidates spent well over $329 million, but where are they now? If tricks were money, then in this pre-convention period, Trump appeared to be the king of Trump, having lost very few tricks in this money game of politics, specifically when it came to media exposure. During this election of 2016, the media and those running against Trump tried everything in their power to out-Trump Trump, and in this process were found to be lacking in the skill set called trumping. Name-calling became the mantra of those vying for the Republican mantle, but being out-name-called was Trump's forte, and as history shows, Trump ended up the winner. The old media, by which I mean most, if not a large majority of the print, TV, and radio business in America, didn't think Trump had a chance. Think about it this way. Every time Trump said something that the media or his opponents considered questionable or that could be twisted in reporting in a certain negative fashion, they did. Be it his comments regarding the border wall, the illegals coming in, and the type of illegal entering, specifically when he was accused of saying Mexicans were rapists. The media, or the old media, and his opponents, whenever there occurred a statement or comment which was in any way controversial, jumped all over it, analyzing, dissecting, rehashing, and repeating. Repeating to the point of ad nauseum. Over and over, that what might have been said is not how or what the media ended up reporting. Depending on how you look at this election, Trump put the primary election process in a tizzy. He outwitted the media to such an extent that they have gone overboard in covering his antics. Whether it be what he has said or what he has done, every morning it seems that the media talking heads talk about Trump. Whether talking size, stature, hands, whatever, Trump was the first thing the TV, print, and old media audience heard every single morning. Trump was the master of getting people to respond and bring stupid stuff to light while not really providing very detailed information about his plans. And that until later in the election process and much closer to the election itself. So one wonders, how is it that Trump can get away with this? He got away with it because those aligned against him never stopped talking about him. That being said, unless you have been living under a rock, you should be aware that there has been a full court press to demonize Trump within the confines specifically of the Latino population subset and in the general voting population. The truth is that just regarding this one area of concern, illegal immigration, the reality is that thousands are attempting to enter this country illegally on a daily basis across the southern border from countries like Mexico. Now, Mexico's not alone in providing illegal entrants, but their numbers far exceed those of other Latin and South American countries. Of the total 679,996,000 aliens apprehended in 2014, 648,576 were from North America, and better than half, 350,000, were from Mexico, with an additional 106,000 from Honduras and 79,000 from El Salvador. These numbers from the most current data available from the Department of Homeland Security. Now, to further emphasize this story regarding one of Trump's comments regarding rapists, that statement was hit upon and continually talked about, presenting Trump supposedly calling all Mexican rapists. Let me give you just two small samples of the bashing and misrepresenting Trump was subjected to. New York Times, Alan Rappaport, anchor for First Draft. I quote, "Those Mexicans sneaking across the border are rapists and criminals." From the Huffington Post, Carolina Moreno, editor, I quote, "In Trump's speech, when he announced his candidacy for president, he began by comparing Mexican immigrants to rapists and then decided to broaden the scope of his insult to all Latinos." Now listen to the actual words and you be the judge. "When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing these problems with us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people." But what is the final verdict? How is this Trump trumping the media? Well, the proof in the pudding is in the pudding. In a July poll from the New Latino Voice and Adsmobile, Trump had only 11.7% of the Latino vote. However, by September, just prior to the Labor Day weekend, that number had increased to 19% with less than 2 months to go to the general elections. And this from the LA Times poll dated September the 2nd, 2016. Also, in a Star Telegram article dated September the 10th, 2016, I quote, 35% of Hispanic voters and 24% of African-American voters gave the New York businessman a very or somewhat favorable ranking, according to results of the latest Franklin Pierce University / Boston Herald poll. How is it possible that as his opponents continued to bring up every last negative item regarding Trump, and Trump continues to move up in the polls? Simply put, that's the Trump effect. Irrespective of the amount of negativity by the media and his opponents, just the mere appearance of these items provide Trump the exposure that puts him in front of the public. And as the campaign winds down, more and more voters appear to be giving the Trump campaign a second look. The big issue is all the free airtime and print exposure Trump receives, especially during that part of the campaign prior to the Labor Day weekend, when generally speaking, the average voter was still more concerned with baseball, hot dogs, and barbecuing. In the not-too-distant past, private citizen Trump visited with the president of Mexico in Mexico. I can only surmise what the media thought of that, but my reasoning, it was that a Trump event in which the fox entered the chicken coop and came out with quite a selection of tasty morsels. Even the media on the first round of expressions admitted that he, standing at the podium with Enrique Peña Nieto, president of Mexico, was more diplomatic than the pundits would have you believe. Now, as to the Latino vote, I truly believe there is a diversity within the Latino community called the silent majority. By that, I mean those Latinos that have been in the United States for many generations versus those newly arrived, naturalized, and feeling that the slights, as reported by the media, are directed to them. I don't believe this is the case, especially when speaking to native Tejanos or Floridianos. One finds that the silent majority finds more in common with Trump than what the media pundits would have you believe. The Trump effect, whether planned or just happened, has worked for the outsider called Trump. Whether you like it or not, this strategy has worked, and the end result will be the final numbers on that big board called the Electoral College. Before ending, I'd like to point out that any American citizen is welcome to come on a full future episode of America Speaks Out and express their own opinions and ideas about today's topics. The FlyPod Network is a neutral forum, so regardless of your point of view or political affiliation, it makes no difference to us. So if you'd like to come on the show, contact us by email right here in the studio, shout@theflypod.com. Well, that's my show for today. From Studio 7, I'm your host, Alex Parnu, coming to you free and clear through the New Media Network program feeds of www.theflypod.com. Until next time, thanks for listening, and so long.